to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Welcome back to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. I love this topic today because it's obviously so close to my heart, and I just think it's such a good question. I actually got this question from someone who's in the Mind Your Hormones podcast Facebook community, which if you're not already in there, just look at the show notes and I'll put the link for it. It's just a free Facebook group. I'll drop things like this in there where I'm like, okay, drop any questions you have and I'll create some podcast episodes on them, or you know, I'll go live in there and do a Q&A once in a while. So if you want to connect like outside of this podcast, that's a great way to do it. So go ahead and you could join that in the show notes. But anyway, this question that we were talking about today was dropped in there. And it was really like, okay, Corinne, like I know you lost your period for 2 full years, which if you didn't know that, I had an irregular period since the day I got my period. Literally, I remember getting my period. I was at my friend Jill's house, which we're still friends today. It was January something. I forget what it was, but I remember her mom, like she had one of those like paper calendars where like each day you ripped the calendar thing off. And I was there and I got my period. And I remember her mom left like that calendar date paper, like that she ripped off on my pillow to like save it. It was so cute. So it was like January like 4th or something like that, but whatever. Anyway, I remember I was there and I was 15 and a half. You're probably like, oh, cute. How old are you? Like 12. No, I was 15 and a half when I got my period. It was super late. And ever since then, it was always irregular. Like I remember I got it in January and I didn't get it again a month later. And then I didn't have it all summer. And I thought it was great. I'm like, great. This is awesome. I get it like once in a while. Like it's no big deal. Like that was my mentality around it. And it was like that from the age that I was, you know, 15 and a half when I first got it until, let me see, when did I lose my period? I lost my period when I was 26. So for over a decade, about, you know, 10 years, it was totally irregular. It would maybe come 3 times a year. And my gynecologist was always just like, no, it's totally fine. Like as long as you get 3 to 4 periods a year, you're good. And I was like, okay, sweet. Like this is just how my cycle works. Like that's literally what I thought. First of all, I didn't even know about a cycle. I had no idea about ovulating at this point. I just thought it was like my period and that was it. And then when I was 26, I completely lost it for 2 years. I didn't get it back. I lost it in I was 26 years old. So it was March of 2016, I think it was 2016. And then I got it back in February on Valentine's Day of 2018. So it was a full 2 years that it was gone. Right. And during this time I was going back to school for holistic nutrition. I was still teaching. If you didn't know, also I was a teacher for 9 years. I taught Spanish and ENL mostly in the high school, and I was trying to figure everything out, whatever. The point is, the question that was asked was, what do you think made the biggest difference in getting your period back after losing it for 2 years, which is such a great question. But the answer is, it's never just one thing. And like, there's such a mentality of like, okay, what's the biggest thing that you can do to get pregnant? What's the big thing? Like the one thing you did that made the biggest difference for getting your period back. And it's like that mentality is what's keeping you stuck. And it's what keeps people stuck because number one, it makes you think that you need to search for that one thing that's going to be the difference for you. That one thing that's going to make the biggest difference instead of realizing that it's in like the healing and the results are in the many little things that you either are or are not doing. So that's the first reason why it's going to keep you stuck. The second thing is it makes you feel like when you are working on your hormones and when you are making changes, you need to be perfect, that you can't make one quote unquote wrong move. Otherwise, you're going to sabotage everything that you've already done, which is not the truth. So to answer the question, what was the biggest thing that I did? What made the biggest difference in getting my period back is it's not just one thing, right? It was so many things compiled into, you know, the journey that I had, which it took me a long time. Like it took me a good, I would say, because the 2 years it was gone, for the first year, again, part of it, I was just like, okay, like I never get my period. But then like towards the middle of the end, I'm like, wow, I haven't had it this whole year yet. I like started doing things, I think, around that time, maybe like the end of that first year when I hadn't gotten it. So probably like a good year and a half, I was working on like actively trying to figure out why I wasn't getting my period. Because again, it took me, does it need to take you that long? Fuck no. Like it, on average, it takes my clients about 3 months to regulate their period. And that's because I went through the trenches for you. Like I did a whole year and a half of Googling, of trying all these different things, of trying different, like, you know, I remember looking like on Google, what, because like Instagram, like people like me who are talking about it now, and there's so many other people who are doing it now too. Like that was not a thing. This was again, 2016, 2017. Like this was not a thing. And I remember like Googling, what are the best herbs to get your period back? And I tried white peony. I tried licorice. I tried Vitex. I tried wild yam cream for your progesterone. I remember I was going to acupuncture for so long, and I'm a proponent of acupuncture. Like I am, I love it so much. But the thing is, the reason why it wasn't working and the reason why those herbs also weren't working was because I wasn't getting down to the root cause of the problem. It's like I was trying to slap a small size band-aid on top of a huge gaping, gushing, like hole, right? It's like, this isn't doing anything. It's not stopping the bleed. It's not fixing anything, right? Acupuncture and herbs are so supportive and so amazing when you are doing the things in your day-to-day life with your nutrition and lifestyle that are actually optimizing the systems in your body that affect your hormones. If you're just slapping that on top of dysregulated blood sugar, a dysregulated nervous system, inflammation and gut issues, your liver is not properly detoxifying, it's not going to do shit. And that what was going on with me for so long. Like I thought my diet was totally fine, right? I was reading so many books on nutrition and I was doing all these things. And it wasn't until I really went back to school for holistic nutrition, I started diving deeper into hormone health and like my own personal journey, that I realized, damn, my blood sugar is dysregulated as fuck. And I was actually super underweight and I was not eating enough healthy fats. Because when I was going through my holistic nutrition training, and I was learning all these things about nutrition, I was like, I had what you call like orthorexia, I think that's what it's called, where like you're scared of certain foods because I was learning so much about it. So like I was very undernourished. And I was also following nutrition advice from people that was not in the hormone space. And it was radically fucking my hormones up even more, which is why I was not getting a period at all. Not even the 3 a year that I was getting. And you know, during this time, I obviously realized that I also had PCOS, and this is why all this was happening. So again, it took me about a good year or more, but that doesn't have to be your situation. Literally, this is why I created the Mind Your Hormones method, because I'm like, I don't want someone to be stuck like I was, Googling shit, feeling like, oh my God, I know I want to be a mom one day. Because at the time I was nowhere near having a child. I have no, you know, partner in sight. Like it was like so far from ever happening at that point, but I knew I always wanted to be a mom. And I knew one day that I wouldn't be able to, if I obviously didn't have a period, I wasn't ovulating, I wouldn't be able to do it. I didn't want to go on medication. I didn't want to go on birth control. Like my gynecologist was like, okay, like, you know, you're not getting a period. Here's birth control. Well, kickstart it. I'm like, okay. But I didn't want to do that. I didn't know at the time that was complete bullshit. I just was never really into medication. So I didn't want to do that. And I'm so glad I didn't, because literally this journey that I went on for so long is why this business I have exists, is why I've helped hundreds of women now get their period back. I've helped them get pregnant and do all these things naturally in a wildly shorter time than it took me, because I took all the bullshit out for you. Like I remove all the roadblocks that I know come up and just gave you like, okay, do this, 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 and this. So what made the biggest difference for me, I'll talk about five things that really supported me. Obviously, the entire thing that made the biggest difference for me is literally step by step in the Mind Your Hormones method, which if you are not familiar with the Mind Your Hormones method, that's exactly what it's the digital course. It's I teach you step by step by step exactly how to support the systems in your body that actually affect your hormones. There's modules and trainings on blood sugar, on nervous system, on inflammation, on your liver, on nutrient density. If you are not focusing on those areas, I promise you it is going to take you 10 times longer, if at all, to regulate your period, to get pregnant. Like this is, these systems have to be optimized for anything in your cycle to change, no matter what. You could slap herbs and supplements and mucinex theory and all this bullshit on as long as you want. It's not going to happen. Okay. And if you are interested in the Mind Your Hormones method, obviously I'll put the link below. You can check it out. You could use code podcast for 10% off. Okay. Because I love my podcast babes. So you can get 10% off the Mind Your Hormones method. Okay. But anyway, five things that helped me and that made the biggest difference in getting my period back. It's never just one thing. Let's just start at the top. Okay. Number one was balancing my blood sugar, especially because I was someone that had PCOS. But again, you don't need to have PCOS to have dysregulated blood sugar or to have blood sugar issues. We all have the hormone insulin. Insulin is a top tier hormone for literally every single person on the planet. So we have to be regulating our blood sugar. So for me, every single morning, I thought I was the healthiest bitch alive. I was having a green smoothie. I was having like, it was like romaine I would put in there all the time, romaine, either like an apple or berries, celery, lemon juice, ginger. And like, that was it. Maybe cucumbers and stuff, but it was just greens and fruit, nothing else. And I thought, I was like, yo, I am, who is healthier than me? Well, turns out that that is an awesome way to spike the shit out of your blood sugar, because there's no protein in there and there were no healthy fats to slow down the absorption of the fruit that was in there. And also, that's not satiating you. Like in the morning, we should have at least 30 grams of protein to really stabilize our blood sugar. I obviously talk about this in the Mind Your Hormones method, but I also talk about this in Balance Your Blood Sugar, which is like your first step towards supporting your hormones. It's like a, you know, a more bite size thing. If you're just looking for like the next best step and you're not wanting like a full course, that would be my recommendation for you. I'll put that in the link in the show notes as well. But anyway, so balancing my blood sugar was huge. So instead of having, you know, a green smoothie in the morning, I still would have a smoothie often. I switched up now. I have like oatmeal, overnight oats, whatever, but I added a protein powder to it. My favorite protein powders are Truvani, Sun Warrior, and Booby Body. I don't have a link for Truvani or a code for you, but Sun Warrior, it's code Corinne Angelica 10, and then Booby Body is code Corinne. So I'd add that in there, and then adding like chia seeds or hemp seeds or, you know, avocado or something like that into the morning smoothie to help stabilize your blood sugar. Or also not just having oatmeal on its own. I used to have that smoothie, and then a couple, probably like an hour later, because obviously I'm going to be hungry so quickly after that, I would have oatmeal on its own. Just straight oatmeal with cinnamon in there. Maybe I'll put a fruit in there or something too, but again, no healthy fats and no protein. So that was a major thing for me. Not only was that messing up my blood sugar a ton, it was also, that's another reason why I was so underweight, was because I was having like barely any healthy fats, because I also became plant-based around this time. And I didn't know how to properly be plant-based in a way that supports my hormones, which is why I love sharing like recipes and stuff that are plant-based, but they're also hormone balancing, because I love being plant-based. And you don't have to obviously be fully plant-based to support your hormones. It's just something I do. Anyway, I'm not going to get down that rabbit hole right now. Let me know if you want to do a separate podcast episode on that. But anyway, I didn't know that I was like eating so much less fat than I ever was. And you need fat for your hormones. Like fat produces cholesterol and good cholesterol. And cholesterol is what produces our sex hormones. So like my sex hormones were not being produced because I simply did not have enough cholesterol for that to happen. So that would be number one, was the balancing of blood sugar. It was definitely something that I was not doing properly. Second thing that I did that helps is like along these lines was I started having, and I still do to this day, have a full avocado a day, half with lunch, half with dinner, because I was, again, underweight. I wasn't getting enough fats in to actually produce hormones. And there's always talk too with PCOS that there are people who are overweight. A lot of people are overweight with PCOS because they're unable to maintain a healthy weight because of their insulin resistance. But there's something called lean PCOS, I was on that spectrum. And I know there's so many other people that have this issue too. Whether you have PCOS or not, there's a category of people. I actually recently had maybe a couple months ago now, a one-on-one client who had this issue as well. She was undernourished, and that's what made her lose her period. And she's working on regulating it now. But that's a huge issue that isn't like spotlighted as much. So started having a full avocado a day, which was really, really helpful. To really make sure that I'm getting enough of those healthy fats in. I did seed cycling too. And again, let's not get it twisted for a second. Like seed cycling is awesome. But again, if you are not knowing how to properly balance your blood sugar, support your nervous system, have nutrient density, like support your gut, like those things are priorities. So I was doing all of that as well. Like I said, that's in the Mind Your Hormones method. And I added seed cycling towards the end of my time. So I remember I started seed cycling in October of 2017, and I got my period back in February of 2018. And I also, so that was the third thing. So we have balancing blood sugar. Second thing was having an avocado a day. Third thing is seed cycling. I have a whole other episode on that. I'll link that below, because I'm not going to get into what that is. But if you want to check that out, I'll link that below so you can go listen to it. So a few months of that, again, that was towards the end of me like doing everything else as well. Okay. But that was like the cherry on top. And that is super helpful for a lot of my clients who are in the Mind Your Hormones method, who then like will upgrade to a one-on-one call or something. This is something that a few women in my accelerator are doing this too, to just like really optimize things. It could be super, super helpful. I started redoing this now postpartum. I don't have my cycle back yet. I'm still breastfeeding, but I started doing it because like, you know, I'm breastfeeding less and less as she's eating more solid. So I'm just like kind of preparing my body for that. But anyway, so seed cycling was awesome. But again, don't get it twisted. Don't just like start seed cycling if you're not doing all the other things that you need to do. Don't let that be a distraction. Okay. It's so important to do all the other things first. Okay. Balancing my blood sugar, having full avocado a day, seed cycling, I'll link that below. And then acupuncture. And again, I said before, you're like, wait, Corinne, you were just talking about how you did acupuncture. It didn't do shit. It didn't. Number one, it was with a different acupuncturist, which is also, I just like didn't have a good vibe with her. And that could be it too. Like I went with her for a long time. I didn't vibe with her. Nothing ever happened from it. I didn't get my period back. But again, I wasn't doing all these other things on top of it. I started going to acupuncture around the time I started seed cycling. I shouldn't say I started going. I went back to acupuncture because I went for so long and it wasn't doing anything. So I stopped. I found a new practitioner who I'm still with to this day. And we started around October of 2017, got my period back in February of 2018. So, acupuncture is awesome. It's just great for literally everybody, but it's really, really helpful for regulating your cycle, for your hormone balance, like through pregnancy, I did it, postpartum, all the things. So that was the other thing that really helped. And then the last was high quality supplements, not just herbs. So for so long, I was fixated on what herbs can help me get my period back, what herbs, all this shit. And it's like, we need to make sure that our mitochondria are supported, the energy centers of our cell. We need to make sure that we have nutrient density in general, not just taking herbs, like making sure we have enough B vitamins and zinc and magnesium and vitamin D and, you know, like, vitamin C, like all these things. And I don't recommend taking those in isolation. Like I recommend having high quality multi, unless you are trying to conceive in the next year or less, or you're actively trying, then I recommend a prenatal. Obviously, you know, I love need a prenatal. But that was huge for me as well, because especially when it comes to reproductive system, our reproductive system is not vital to our survival. So if we don't have enough nutrients to go around, like it's not going to allocate the nutrients that you are getting from your food or for whatever, like low quality, shitty supplements you might be taking from the store, like I used to, like Nature Made or whatever, you can get a GNC or shit like this. Please stop wasting your time and your money. It's not going to be high quality when you go that route. But if we don't have an abundant amount of nutrients, like our body needs nutrients just for our cells to function and to just go through our day to day. If you don't have an abundant amount, it's not going to take any of the nutrients that you're intaking and then prioritize it for our reproductive system, because your reproductive system is not vital to your survival. So that's going to be like on the back burner. So we have to make sure we have like high quality supplements. Like I said, for prenatals, for sure, love needed. They're my favorite. Gut Personal has a prenatal also. That's really great too. I've tried both and I like them both. I like things differently about them. But anyway, that, and I also have Supplement Masterclass that is part of the Mind Your Hormones method, but you can get it separately too. I'll put all this shit in the show notes. Okay. I have so many resources for you because I want to meet you where you're at, whether you're like, I just want to take one baby step towards like what to help support myself with. So I'm going to start with balance your blood sugar so I could really make sure that I'm taking the first step there. Or I just want to really figure out what to do with supplements. Okay. You can take my Supplement Masterclass. Or if you're like, no, Corinne, I'm ready for the whole fucking thing. That's where the Mind Your Hormones method comes in. Or if you want one-on-one support with me, you're like, okay, that's where the accelerator comes in. Like I have so many different things for you because I want to meet you where you're at. And I have so many, like I just have so much to offer for you because I have so much experience in this area and I want to make sure that I'm supporting you as best as I possibly can because I know what's possible for you. Like when I tell you, I never thought that I would have a regular period, literally never. Like my thought was just like, okay, hopefully I can get it more consistently. And then like, I'll just have to time, you know, one day when I am wanting to have a baby, like we'll have to figure it out with when I am getting it. Like when I regulated my period and I got it back again, it was Valentine's Day in 2018. It was regular from then on out. I skipped a couple months throughout those years after, from like when I was traveling and under an extreme amount of stress, like it would like delay it and stuff. But when I tell you that every single time I got my period and it was like, I had a 35-day cycle on the dot, I literally was still mind blown. I was like, oh my God, like I actually can't believe it. Like I was so excited every time. And if you know, you know, and just like, you know, when we started trying to get pregnant, it was ideally in my head for some reason. I was like, okay, like we'll start trying in October. I don't know why I had that in my head. This was of 2022. But I'm like, well, we never know. Like, we don't know how long it's going to take. Like, I have PCOS, who knows? Even though I'm like, I help at this time, I still help women get pregnant. I saw the results, but like, you know, you never know. And so we started in September just thinking like, oh, maybe it wouldn't happen. And obviously it did. It happened on the first try, and it's just still mind blowing to me. And every time I get a message from someone like, holy shit, I wish recently I had a client who was like, this week, one woman, she's trying for 7 months. She was in balance of blood sugar for 2 months. She's now pregnant. Another one, she was trying for a year and a half. She joined the Mind Your Hormones method. I think it was in March at the time of this recording. She's now pregnant. Like, it just, it never ceases to amaze me, like how this shit works and how it is possible for you. Like, I just want you to know how possible it is for you. So anyway, those are the things, like five things anyway, that really helped me in getting my period back. But to answer the question of what made the biggest difference, it is never just one thing. So stop searching for the one thing, because that is not it. Instead, focus on the systems in your body that are actually going to make the biggest difference, and know that it's the tiny little things that you are or are not doing that make a difference. It's how you're living day-to-day life. Like, it's not these big grand things where you're overhauling every single thing in your life and you have to change everything. Like, that is not sustainable, and that's not what's going to work. So, I know I talked about like 1700 resources for you, in today's episode. So I will link it below. Please let me know your thoughts on this episode. I love talking about this topic just because it's so close to my heart. And I know there's so many of you who are going to resonate with this. So please reach out. I love when you message me on Instagram at Corinne Angelica, letting me know that you're listening, that you're loving it. Like, you're like, oh my God, Corinne, I reached the event. I'm binging the whole thing, or like whatever it is. Please just message me. I love hearing from you. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.